from the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, just want to start off by saying how great it was to get away last weekend and heard great things about Pastor Paul being here. And that encourages my heart to hear that you enjoyed having Pastor Paul, and he gave a good update about you as well. So it sounded like he really enjoyed being here. There's no silliness in that, but just heard great things. This morning we're going to continue our journey on the book of James and how we can live changed lives in 2025. This is huge. How can we have a changed life and make an impact in our community and our families? And we're going to start here with our tongues. Your tongue is amazing. Do you realize that? You probably didn't think about that. Your tongue is made up of 8 muscles. It's the only muscle in the body that functions separately from your skeleton. That helps your tongue be adaptable and also allows it to be flexible. So pause for a moment. The kids did it just a second ago. It's okay. It's not a sin. It's not in the Bible. Stick out your tongue for a second. I know, don't be vain. It's okay. And take a look at everyone's tongue. This is a wonderful gift that God has given to us. Our tongue. Yes. There's freedom. It's great. Stick out our tongue. Jimmy, you're enjoying this too much in the back. I see you. Our tongue does amazing things. It allows us to taste. I'm so thankful for this. It's the tip of the tongue that catches the sweetness of that ice cream. And it's the side of the front of the tongue that catches my favorite taste, and that is salt. I love salt and salt on my popcorn. And it's the back sides of the mouth that catches those sour tastes, and it's the back of the tongue that catches that bitterness that we catch in our coffee. Did you know this, that the taste buds that we have in our tongue are so sophisticated that they have to be recycled out every couple of weeks? That's incredible. Now, we all know that the fingerprints that we have are unique to who we are. There's nobody else with a fingerprint. But did you know that you have a tongue print? Nobody in the world has a tongue print like you. And your tongue also indicates how healthy you are. By sticking it out to the doctor, the doctor can tell if you're vitamin deficient, sometimes it can tell what vitamin it is, and can even tell how stressed out you are by your tongue. I know you wanted to know the average length of a tongue. You really were thirsting to find out this morning. The average length of a tongue is 3.2 inches long. Now, why are we talking about tongues this morning? Because James is talking about tongues, and our tongues are tremendous tools and instruments to shape the words that we share with other people. And James says in our text, out of the same mouth can come blessing and cursing. The book of Proverbs goes on to say that blessings come by the words that we share, both to the speaker and the hearer, not just the hearer. And the book of Proverbs says that cursings come, actually, from those who form words that curse, both to the speaker and the hearer. How are you using your tongue? Blessing or cursing? Something to hold on to, something to think about. James goes into further detail. I know this is kind of advanced Bible study information, but I just want you to know how much this issue is so important to the half-brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. James says, keep track of your speech. Do you use self-justifying speech? In other words, kind of what that's saying, do you use your speech to accuse God, blame God for the problems in your life, or blame God for what's happening in the world? That's James chapter 1, verse 13. Keep track of self-justifying speech. Do you use speech that flatters? James chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. In other words, do you use words to butter up your teacher so that you can get maybe on their good side, but you really don't intend those words that you say? Do you use careless speech? James chapter 2, verse 16. In other words, do you use words that sound like you're going to help or do something, but you really don't intend to follow through? Do you use superficial speech? James chapter 2, verse 16. In other words, you say one thing about the outside and how you're feeling, but on the inside it's something different. Do you use judgmental speech? James chapter 4, verse 11. In other words, do you characterize a person in not so fair ways or ruin their reputation? Do you use negative speech? James chapter 5, verse 9. Do you grumble and complain when the circumstances in life don't really warrant it? I'm going to stop there. I think I've given enough verses, chapters, okay? And I could go on. How would you do if you took a test? If you tracked the kind of speech, the negative speech examples in James, if you kept track of when you used them in your life, chances are within an hour, I'm just calling myself out, within an hour, I don't know if I'd last very long. And if you don't think you use those terms, take a look at social media. Every other posting violates it. What's the difference? Did you grow up with this saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me? It's wrong. Words cause lots of damage. Words actually direct our path to where we're going. Is that a wild thought? The words that you say today is probably where you're headed in the next 3 or 4 months. James says the tongue can be compared to a large ship, and the tongue is like the rudder of that large ship. Maybe you've gone on a cruise before on a large ship. Take, for example, the ship, the Queen Mary, how large it is. I looked it up. Inside the Queen Mary, this gigantic ship, there's 3 acres of recreational activities. That sounds like a lot of fun. Jumping in a swimming pool, going to movie theaters, going to see a show, lots of restaurants, lots of shops. Now, imagine the Queen Mary, how large it is, how large the anchor needs to be for that ship. The anchor for the Queen Mary weighs equivalent to 10 cars out in the parking lot, just to keep that ship in place. Isn't that incredible? Now consider the rudder of that ship. What directs that ship is a very small object. Allows the ship to go right and left.